said, what is this man daring to say? No one can forgive sins but God. And they're absolutely right. And that's what Jesus was claiming. There are these gentle, subtle ways he's trying to get them to realize who he is. When they ask him, challenge him on the Sabbath, he says, the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. Well, the Sabbath is given by God. I think I pointed this out before, you know. The days go by the way the sun turns, the months with the moon, the years, the sun. In other words, that our time is measured by the cosmos, by the universe, the material universe. But Shabbat is measured by the Word of God. There's nothing in the universe that says every seventh day has to be. See, that's the Word of God coming into the created universe and saying, this is the way it is to be. And the Lord Jesus says, the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. He's Lord over that ordinance of the Father. And here, the same. So, to help them, he says, well, now look, what's easier to say? They're all words, you know. But that you may know that the word I said to that man has effect, stand up and go home. That was mercy. Mercy to the man, and honoring the faith. Our Lord was touched by that faith. In Palestine in those days, and still in the villages, the houses are, the roofs are interwoven branches covered with mud. It works okay. Until, like this, these guys start pulling it all apart, you know. Every time I read this, I think, here's Jesus sitting there, and this mud and stuff is just coming down. Maybe because I lived over there, and I can see it all happening, you know. I mean, it's not... you get what I mean, you know. And everybody's looking up, and yeah. But then they see that it's a sick man. So they lift up too, and they get him, and they bring him. In other words, preaching. Or stopped by that time, I would imagine. And all this sort of confusion, and you have to be in a Middle Eastern crowd to get the idea, you know. Right? You have to have a... It's not like around here, you know. And so, anyhow, when it's all settled down, there's this paralyzed man and his four friends looking down from the roof, see if Jesus is going to heal him. And our Lord says, you know, we don't have a word in Canadian English. They say lad, you know, well, lad, you know, like that. So he could say, lad, your sins are forgiven. And the theologians are pretty shocked. Because, see, there's two words in Hebrew that only God, of which only God is ever the subject. Bara, to create. And salach, to forgive. Only God is the subject of the verb salach until this moment. So they're right. And we could meditate a lot on what does it mean to forgive sins? It means to undo evil. It's amazing. And then the mercy to the paralytic, to the men looking down to see what's going to happen. You see? They did their best to get this guy to the healer. Now who the healer is, they don't really know. You know. Or maybe they do. But they're going to find out, and they're going to be very impressed. It's mercy. And so he says, once again, trying to win them over, you see, that you may know that the Son of Man, and he gives himself once again that title, to know what he means by it, you see, you have to hear him say it lots. And where does he say it, and how does he say it, and what does... He's alluding, I guess you know, to a text in Daniel 7:13, or Daniel has, oh, look it up if you don't know the text, because it'll help you understand so many gospel texts. Daniel says, I saw visions in the night, and there was one on a throne, you know, glorious, full of light, surrounded by thousands of creatures mediating to him, cherubim, seraphim, whatever. And then I saw one like a son of man come and go up, right up to the throne and receive honor, power, glory, dominion. You see, that's Jesus. And so that's when he's saying this, you see. The Son of Man, applying it to himself. I'm that figure in the vision of Daniel who received honor, power, glory, dominion from the Ancient of Days on the throne. And he calls himself that. He is, as it were, you see, the place where God reveals himself. Especially in John, this is all worked out so beautifully in John. See, unless you eat the bread, you know, that the Son of Man will give you. You see, they're all shocked that he's using this title about himself. Gently trying to tell them who he is. And brokenhearted, because the dumb don't get it, and that's all right, they'll get it. But the evil resist it. So anyway, it's mercy. And the people say, we never saw anything like this. And what's going to happen to them? Are they going to get it? Do we get it? How long does it take us to get it?